A good friend of mine says, every story deserves a listener. As someone who cares about the mission of St. Francis Ministries, you are part of our story, a sacred story about trust and the unrelenting pursuit of justice. Before services for children and families were imagined, before policy positions were conceived, before mission and vision statements were crafted, before strategies were implemented, there was this, a commitment to justice. That started with Father Robert Mize, our founder. He was a courageous prairie priest who stood up to wrongs wherever he found them, in small town Kansas or in South Africa. His story is our story. It is one that has spanned more than 7 decades and shaped countless lives across every state in the Union and in at least 21 other countries. I'm Father Bobby, and I'd like to tell you how it all began. Bob Mize wasn't long out of General Theological Seminary in New York City when he returned home to Kansas in 1932. His father, the Bishop of the Episcopal Church's Missionary Diocese of Western Kansas, assigned him to serve the far-flung corners of the frontier, some 10,000 square miles of prairie from Nebraska to Oklahoma, from Garden City to Colorado. It was there that he made a discovery. In nearly every community visited, he found young people in trouble with the law, some for minor infractions, some for major, but nearly all of them, as he said, had been abandoned by their families and communities. Written off, forgotten, unforgivable. He resolved to do something about that. In 1945, Father Bob opened the first St. Francis Boys Home in Ellsworth, Kansas. It was a place for wayward boys to learn responsibility, to know grace and forgiveness, a place to be transformed. It worked so well that soon after, a second home for boys opened near Salina. Over the next several decades, the work of St. Francis spread across the United States. More homes opened, including for girls, and children and families from across the country were served by this prairie priest's dream. Justice is an interesting concept. Let me tell you what it means to me and what I believe it meant to Father Bob. I believe you and I, everyone, we are all created in the image of what I believe to be the ultimate expression of love. I call this expression God. Others use different words, Allah, Yahweh. Native American peoples call it the great mystery. Some traditions believe that no name, no label can describe this reality. From this expression comes a fundamental belief that all are created equal. By having been created, every person has respect and is endowed with dignity. I believe, like Father Bob believed, that when respect is honored and dignity affirmed, justice is achieved. When people are not shown respect, when their dignity is compromised, when they are treated less than or other-like, then justice is absent. We have an obligation to work to right this wrong. Father Bob lived this in founding St. Francis. He also embodied it when, in 1960, he accepted a call to serve as Bishop of Damaraland, part of what was apartheid-controlled South Africa. Early in his tenure as bishop, Father Bob saw the evil that is racial segregation He spoke and acted in ways that honored the respect and dignity of all people in South Africa. Government forces threatened and ultimately kicked him out of the country in 1968, but not before he returned to St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town to preach what would be his last sermon as Bishop of Damaraland. In 2017, I was invited to visit Cape Town and preach at St. George's. As I entered this holy space, a woman introduced herself. Her name was Reggie, and she asked me where I was from. "I live in the state of Kansas," I said. "I once knew a priest from Kansas," she said. "Did you know Bishop Robert Mize?" Well, you can imagine my smile. Here I was, the person who inherited the leadership of the ministry he founded. Here she was, someone who not only knew him, but witnessed his last sermon in South Africa. I listened to her story. The sanctuary was full that Sunday morning in 1968. Standing room only. Children filled the windowsills. And from the pulpit to which I would soon ascend, the pulpit from which Desmond Tutu called a nation to throw off the shackles of apartheid, there stood Father Bob, our patron founder. He stood that morning and gave a thunderous sermon on the virtues of justice. Justice then for an oppressed people. Justice in 1945 for children abandoned by their families and communities. Father Bob told the truth of how we are all worthy of love and forgiveness. He told the story of seeking justice. He was not afraid. He knew his words would anger the government and there would be consequences. He was right. The police escorted him from the church, drove him to the airport, and put him on the next plane out. A singular pursuit for justice, for honoring the respect and dignity of every person, is our root. It is our anchor. This is the spirit from which St. Francis finds its identity, our most essential reason for being. Father Bob would eventually return to Africa and continue his quest for justice. He would also return to St. Francis. He liked to visit with staff. He knew that if the staff were okay, then the kids would be okay too. Today, through the good efforts of almost 1,800 employees, board members, partner organizations, and other stakeholders, we walk annually with more than 30,000 children and families in 6 states in Central America. We are among the largest child and family-centered organizations in the United States, in state houses, in Washington, D.C., and at the United Nations. We advocate for those we serve and counsel policymakers. But it all comes down to this one simple, sacred idea. We can bring light into a world of darkness. We can offer healing and hope to children and families, and we can transform lives and systems in ways others believe impossible. That is what Father Bob believed. That is what I believe. This is the St. Francis way. Thank you for being part of this sacred work. May God bless you always.